You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, who's the head of wealth at Kratos Capital. Greg, let's go through the stock exchange news service announcements today, and let's go down from the top to the bottom. So it's 1700, in other words, 5 o'clock, just a few minutes ago. Jasco Electronics Holdings Limited. I remember when we were working for Greenwich, late 1990s, Jasco was quite a thing. But now, I don't know, trading statement, no share price movement today.
Yeah, that trading statement came out right at 5 o'clock, so it didn't give the market a chance to react. Although, as we seem to always be discussing, these smaller caps don't really trade that, you know, as much as you would hope. Or certainly back in the day, when we're talking the 1990s tech boom, it was regarded as a tech share, and we just closed our eyes and traded these things. But certainly, the share price is a long way from those days. The last trades are 30 cents, and I see the buyers are 20, sellers are 24. And that's another problem with liquidity. You can't get out. So, you know, there's just no buyers. 22,000 shares are wanted at 20 cents. I mean, quite regularly, they themselves are doing share buybacks. And that's more or less the only time that you see the share trade. It's got a market cap of 68 million. One of the quietest stocks on the JSE.
Calgro M3 came out with a trading statement as well today, and it says here, Calgro M3 wishes to advise, I like that, wishes to advise shareholders that the company's headline earnings per share, or HEPS, for the 6 months ending 31st of August is expected, really should be are expected, but anyway, I'll gloss over that, are expected to be a loss of 3.24 cents per share compared to the profit of 3.11 cents per share reported in the previous period. This equates to a decrease in excess of 100%. Another small cap.
Yeah, another small cap. The share did trade today, 4.30 is the last trade, down 1%. That update came in quarter to four in the afternoon, so market did have time to look at it. But finishing down 1%, 110,000 shares have traded. That's half a million rand. So at least some good value. Look, when it first listed, it was actually quite a great listing, and it rocketed. It seems to have fallen off everybody's radar for the time being.
PrimeServe Group Limited. Do you know this one? PrimeServe. PMV. It's up 13%.
Let's have a look. Let's dissect this puppy.
PMV, PrimeServe Group Limited, yeah. Trading statement for the 6 months ended 30th of September. At least they're prompt with their trading update.
Yeah. You're quite right. So the share finished up 13.3% at 85 cents from the previous close at 75. It was traded as low as 74, and then in the afternoon, somebody came and mopped up all of the stock available, cleaned out the 75s, the 80s, and then just for good measure took 300 shares at 85. That did leave the situation bid at 71 for 30,000, quite a small offer, 30,000 shares at 85. So that's 90,000 shares in volume, 68,000 rand. So market cap of 112 million.
Astral Foods came out with a trading update, and it says here the Astral Foods earnings per share and headline earnings per share for the 2019 financial year ended 30th of September, again quite a prompt trading statement here, are expected to be not more than 60%. I like this, are not expected to be not more than 60% down on the comparative previous year's reported results of whatever it is per share. Earnings per share will be at least something per share, etc. Anyway, they're down, but the share price not really reacting to that. In fact, reacting rather positively.
Yes, it's perhaps a situation where the market was expecting worse. I suppose it's one of those things where the input costs have come down. You know, we obviously finished with this droughts and everything. Price of maize has come down, and that's really what they need to go forward. The share price finishing at 155 rand. 214,000 shares traded, that's 32 million rand. And yeah, that's a market cap of 6.6 billion. So it's quite a big player in the food space.
It says here, it must be noted that the previous year's results were at a record historical high, benefiting at the time from low feed costs following a record maize crop for 2017-2018, while selling prices for poultry products were stronger due to the short supply of broilers to the market following the avian influenza outbreak in 2017. It goes on to say, disappointing consumer spending patterns during Astral Foods' 2019 financial year, together with high levels of poultry imports, resulted in average poultry selling prices below that of the comparative period. Difficult business being in the chicken business, Greg.
I just sort of flashed back to my first years at the stock market, and every time, especially Rainbow Chickens was the one, but it always seemed like quite a tough space to be in. These chickens, you know, they look pretty tough from the outside, but they're forever getting clue and all sorts of things. And then, of course, you've got these imports that I don't know how these imports, how did they manage to get a chickens from Brazil to here cheaper than we can, you know, raise them here, you know, in the Midlands there. So it's probably one of those dumping issues, and the government probably asleep at the wheel once again.
Okay, let's have a look at this one now, because this is one that you're quite familiar with. PSG Consult, it says here, salient features for their results, which are the unaudited interim results for the 6 months ended 31st of August. Recurring headline earnings per share increased by 8%. Interim dividend per share increased by 7%. That's nice, they're paying a dividend. Total assets under management decreased by 1% to 228 billion. We can discount that. Gross written premium increased by 35% to 2.7 billion. What do you think of PSG Consult? I've spoken to a few people over the years from this company, and I have to say they always represent themselves very well indeed.
Yeah, it's a good operation. They've got some quality brokers there, and where they have gone and done well is they've got a large broker base, but they've spread themselves out amongst all the smaller towns and sort of gone into that retail space. But that number, that 228 billion under management, that that's a massive number, really.
Huge.
And I've done really well. To be honest, speaking to the brokers that I speak to, I was quite surprised these numbers were better, because they were just forever moaning how difficult the market is at the moment. But they seem to have got costs under control and done very well. But it's a very slick, very smart, well-run operation.
Yeah, indeed. Anything else, Greg, that I've missed on the Stock Exchange News Service today? Don't think so.
I think
Brickor, as you call it. No, nothing.
Yeah. Tell you a joke about that later.
No, tell me now.
No, it's not the family show.
Oh, I see. Okay. In that case, let's have a look at the spot prices. My bet with Liston Mainchies on the S&P is going to be yet another. I think that's six in a row I've lost with him, unless something happens. The dollar rand is 15.07. The British pound against the rand is 18.55. The euro rand is 16.59. And the euro dollar, the dollar's under a little bit of pressure. The euro in the ascendancy, but only to the tune of a third of a percent. A euro dollar is 110.05. If we have a look at the gold price now, let's have a look at that one. Oh, gosh. I'm worried about this gold price.
I clattered this afternoon. Yeah,
$14.93 down $13 an ounce. The platinum price is up a couple to $8.95. Where's palladium, please?
Yeah, fresh all-time highs at just north of 17. 17. Oh, there, it's just ticked again, 17.04.
Wow.
So interesting how the gold price came down this afternoon. I think the more that sort of the talk of these trade talks comes out that something could happen, at least an outline of a deal with China and the US, then that's to take some shine off the gold, excuse the pun. But gold price, it's got to hold at 14.90. Sorry, I'm digressing.
Brent crude oil, 59.19, which is up 46 cents per barrel, or 0.8%. What's happening in the States now? Give me the live prices, please.
The Dow at the moment up 230, so quite firm. The S&P up 28 at the moment at 2947.
Yeah, that's the end of my bet. I need it to close below 2888 today. Otherwise, I lose another case of wine to Liston Mainchies. Great. Yeah. Let's have a look at the most viewed shares on the JSE today, if we can. Obviously, Steinhoff, we get rid of that. Sabania down 2.7% to 2450. Sasol up 4.4% to 278 rand per share. Naspers up 0.9%. Any stories?
Well, I mean, one story is there's I was going to say Steinhoff was going to they've got the spine off the smaller share on the market, and they've got nice pairs, the biggest shares. It just shows you. Steinhoff getting 14% of the views, NicePass getting 8%. NicePass has done nothing really. Obviously, it's a massive value trade. I said, gee, it's done big value today. 3.6 billion rands where the share is trading there. So certainly it generates some work for the broker.
3 minutes ago, we had a further cautionary announcement from EOH Holdings Limited, Greg. We haven't spoken about EOH for a long time. Hasn't been on our radars. What's going on there?
Yeah, share price has been under pressure. Should actually be, they should just put a, you know, they don't have to renew these cautionaries. It's just you know, it's permanently under a cautionary. It's following the release of the interim update on the forensic investigation by ENS Africa on the 16th July. The board has now substantially completed their investigation into the 1.2 billion of suspicious transactions which were identified. So right. I think all they're really telling us here is, ENS did all the work, we paid them a fortune, they found one or two things dodgy, and now we're just starting to agree with them, but we're still busy with it, and we'll come back to you.
Okay, top five major moves to the upside on the JSE today, according to the front page of sharenet.co.za, are as follows. Anglo-American up 4.5%. Crikey, that's a really big move. Sasol up 4.4%. CAP is a 3.75% winner today. Truworths up 3.75%, and Glencore up 3.5%. So we've got Anglo, Sasol, and Glencore, three of the top five, 60% of the top movers today in the producing sector.
Yeah, I mean, Anglo's is probably the most puzzling. You're not really sure. The rand's quite strengthened quite a bit, but that's a huge move.
Mm.
Up 4.5%, up 15 rand, 357 rand 72, and it's on quite big value of trade, about 545 million. But I'm just looking at intraday chart, and it really started to. It actually got to 360, so it would have closed a bit higher. Just did a bit of volume in the auction, brought the price down slightly. But that's going to be interesting to watch if any news develops there. Sasol must be the old price. CAP seems to be one which they sort of move up and down quite quickly on low volume. Truworths is a recovery story, a bounce from yesterday. It was making sort of 2 or 3 year lows yesterday, bounced off that level. Glencore, I suppose, you know, in that same Anglo space, so maybe they're coming stronger for these resources. Possibly a feeling that a deal can be hammered out between the Chinese and the US.
Yeah, well, that's going to happen. The bottom five today: Harmony down 5.75%, Transaction Capital down 5%, Anglo Gold Ashanti a 2.9% loser, Sibanye down 2.7%, Telkom down 2.1%. Telkom 70-70 suddenly grinding its way lower, Greg.
Yeah, there was a story on Bloomberg which is more or less along the lines of, you know, Cell C is getting ready to sell some assets. And I think that what the market is thinking is a buy possibly be Telkom. It's going to be complicated because obviously the Competition Commission, you know, other than saving jobs, you know, which they should be more focused on, will probably take a dim view of that. So what I think is going to happen is Telkom is going to bite little pieces off from Cell C and sort of do it kind of a stealth way.
How did the JSE close today? Let's have a look at the indices that we track on, the 10th of the 10th, Greg?
Yeah, with the help of those big resource counters, which were so heavily weighted, it actually was a decent day. The banks up 2.5%, financials up 1.6%, industrials up 2%, the retailers bouncing back up 1.2%, gold shares letting us down a little bit, down 2.8, possibly a buying opportunity. Flat slightly weaker, down 0.14. The resource index up 1.75%. That pushed the all share up 1.35%, 732 points to the better. Value of 55,072. So we got clawing onto 55 there by our fingernails. Value of trade just north of 20 billion.
Is Joker out in South Africa at the moment at the Bioscopes?
Yes, yeah. Me and Mrs. D are keen for a Saturday night visit to the cinema.
I think you should
on
do
your
so.
Recommendation.
Yeah, yeah. You have to see it. Hold hands and be prepared to have bad dreams. But anyway, my quote for the day is from Joker. And the number one quote is that Joker himself is called Arthur Fleck. And Arthur Fleck says this while speaking to a social worker who's helping him out, obviously.
Could be Fraser Pairing, yeah.
He says, is it just me or is it getting crazier out there? The social worker then responds saying, it's certainly tense. People are upset. They're struggling, looking for work. These are tough times. How about you? bit of a South Africa thing going on there.
Well, it's just as a global thing. But I must say, social media has been buzzing with the movie, and it certainly hit a nerve with a lot of people. I'm keen to see that one. I can't tell Mrs. Lee that's your recommendation because she hates it. You won't be
hates watching. It or hates me?
No, well, if she hates the movie, she'll say, damn, Lindsay's given us another thing.
Well, then you can deflect her negativity towards me rather than you. So, of course, blame me. You blame me for the last 15 years.
It's only been married for 3 years.
Greg Davies is the head of wealth at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox. strictlybusinesspodcast.com, made possible by Prudential Investment Managers.